The geometric teaching philosophy is at the core of the lesson format. It means that we're going to skip around, and that's not random. It's on purpose. All the latest research on education talks about interleaved practicing, when you go from one thing to another and then back to it again. When you come back to the first thing, then it forces your brain to kind of reset, and it helps you assess what you remember and don't remember about that. So, you know, this is a common problem that I see with students from other teachers. They can get really good at like one very, very narrow area, but they can't do all the rest. And so, like, in some cases, they really can't even play with other people, because if the other people aren't doing that one specific thing that they do really well, then they're out of luck, you know. This is a school where it's you're going to become a well-rounded musician, and you're going to be able to play with all kinds of people in all kinds of contexts. So if you're interested more in learning about the geometric teaching method, I have an audio summary of the great book Make It Stick, which is about all the latest research when it comes to learning and teaching. And so you just let me know, and I'll be happy to give you a copy of those notes. And actually, we'll talk more about audio bonuses later. So if it ever seems like the lessons are like all over the place, that just know that there is a master plan, and that's why we have you write down your goals every quarter. We'll talk about that in the next session. And then sometimes I even go so far as to purposefully expose you to a concept that you're not completely ready for, but your subconscious starts to process it before we go into it in detail. So like an introduction, I call it seed planting, an introduction to a topic that you're almost ready for, you know, at least gets your subconscious primed and juiced for that, so that when we do it in more detail, you'll be ready for it. So if ever you're struggling, or you're feeling like the lessons are totally random, or you're not sure, you know, what to make of certain things, just know that there is a master plan. I have it, and you contribute to it greatly by setting your goals every quarter. All right, then the next file, we'll talk about how to set your goals and how to maintain what you should be practicing.